Congress in the 3rd Congressional District. Given his troubled past and the fact that he is subject to greater scrutiny in his new bid for office, we are absolutely shocked at the behavior that I will detail shortly. I think it goes without saying that someone running for high office must be absolutely free of ethical problems. It's clear now that Senator Capanke cannot pass even this basic hurdle in what amounts to a money laundering scheme. We believe our complaint leaves little wiggle room for Senator Capanke, and that here the facts simply speak for themselves.
That's right.
Now, I think it's important we're clear. In Dan Capanke's own words, that and promises that are the basis for our complaint, Capanke is being straitjacketed by his own promises to the public trust. In 2007, the Democratic Party filed a complaint against Capanke, alleging that he derived income from companies that did business with lobbyists and that he obtained illegal income based on ad revenue he received as owner of the La Crosse Loggers. Subsequently, the State of Wisconsin Ethics Board provided that neither Capanke or his baseball team could profit or derive benefit from those organizations that employ lobbyists. The City of La Crosse agreed to cover the costs of improvement at the field at which the La Crosse Loggers play. This includes $885,000 for seating, lighting, fencing, and dugouts. Senator Capanke signed a promissory note agreeing to personally repay these costs in a regular payment schedule in a varying time frame. So Senator Capanke agreed to pay back this money to the City of La Crosse. Meanwhile, Capanke formed a foundation in 2006 associated with the team that was designed to act as a buffer to receive money from these organizations that employ lobbyists so his foundation's charitable work could continue. He was quoted in the Milwaukee Journal and Sentinel talking about his foundation as, "I don't see any problem as long as the money is not going to benefit me." Our complaint today clearly shows that the money is, in fact, going to benefit Dan Capanke and that this amounts to a money laundering scheme. That's because a review of the foundation's 2009 IRS records show the foundation, which receives money from organizations that employ lobbyists who lobby Senator Capanke directly, this foundation made a payment to the City of La Crosse in the amount of $16,930.80. That is the exact amount that Capanke owes on the payment schedule for improvements to the stadium where his baseball team plays. It should be noted that this payment is the largest disbursement for the foundation this year and is, in fact, larger than all other payments combined. This calls into question just why the foundation exists in the first place. Creates the appearance of a slush fund to benefit Capanke personally. What Dan Capanke has done in this scheme is use the foundation as a slush fund to pay off his personal financial obligations. This merely doesn't just violate Wisconsin election law prohibiting elected officials from receiving anything of value for personal benefit from organizations that do business with lobbyists. It also jeopardizes the nonprofit tax status of this foundation and may constitute criminal acts. Accordingly, a copy of the complaint has been sent to the Internal Revenue Service, the Wisconsin Department of Revenue, and the La Crosse District Attorney's Office. At this time, I'm happy to take any questions. And you guys need to potentially unmute your lines to ask me questions.
What is the name of the foundation again, if you would, please?
Steve Walters.
The name of the foundation, hold on just one second.
Take the next question.
We'll answer that in a second. Let's look through it. Is there a next question?
Hey, Mike, is there? Are you aware of any independent investigation into this aside from your GAB complaint?
No, I'm not. Other questions?
How did this come to your attention?
This came to our attention through routine background research on candidates running for Congress.
Conducted by the Wisconsin Democratic Party?
Yes.
Mike Jason Stein.
Excuse me, it's the La Crosse Loggers Foundation, Inc., period. That's the name of the foundation.
Next question.
Yes, Jason Stein. In addition to the issues that you're bringing to the GAB, what concretely what laws concretely are you alleging could have been broken here by Senator Capanke?
We are specifically referring to Wisconsin election law, or Wisconsin law, I'm sorry, that prohibits elected officials from receiving anything of value for personal benefit from organizations that do business with lobbyists. We also believe that this jeopardizes his nonprofit tax status and may do so in a way that violated a criminal act. And I believe, are we forwarding a complaint out, Graham?
Yeah.
We're forwarding a complaint out shortly, which will detail any and all related statutes that we think Senator Capanke may have broken.
What is he looking at? Possibility of fines, incarceration, exactly what?
I believe that there are a full range of criminal penalties that are potentially on the table here for the slush fund money laundering scheme.
Can you re-clarify how you connected the money from this foundation to the payments?
Sure. What we saw is that on the regular schedule of money, the City of La Crosse paid $885,000 to cover, you know, renovations at LaGlaugher's Field. Senator Capanke signed a promissory note promising to repay these costs in regular payments on various schedules. A review of the foundation's 09 IRS records show that he made a payment to the city of the foundation made a payment to the City of La Crosse in the amount of $16,930.80. That is the exact amount that Capanke owes on the payment schedule for the improvement to the stadium where his team plays.
Mike, what was the date again on that payment?
I don't know that I have an exact date because the foundation, on their 990s, I don't know that the detailed dates. We just know that it occurred in 2009.
Can you detail donations that were made to this foundation by organizations that employ lobbyists and their amounts?
Well, you know, I can't, but Dan Capanke himself said that this organization, that this foundation will receive donations from organizations that employ lobbyists.
Do we have any, you know, besides his statement, do we have evidence that that in fact occurred?
I think his own words really speak for themselves here that, you know, he created this foundation to take money from people who lobby him for special interests.
Did the 990s include any information on donations?
I am not aware that they do.
Okay. Thank you.
Samantha Marcus, I'm sorry, I just want to clarify a follow-up. So at this point, is there any proof that organizations with connections to lobbyists did contribute to the foundation?
I think that Senator Capanke himself provides that proof because Senator Capanke said people, organizations that employ lobbyists will be giving money to this foundation. I think it's Dan Capanke's own words here that detail that this was his repository for people with lobbyist money that want to donate to his baseball team. He then used that money, which he said lobbyists would give money into this pool, to pay the city back for an obligation he personally had.
What I understand about nonprofit law is that there is a certain percentage for each nonprofit that, like 20% of the funds can be directed toward lobbying for an effort. So where is that?
That's correct, and I believe you're referring to what's called the H election for 501c3 organizations. And I think that and I don't know if that would fall under this code or not. I don't believe that this constitutes direct lobbying, frankly. I think that what this shows is that money put into this foundation, which he said was for charitable purposes, paid back to pay the City of La Crosse for something that Dan Capanke personally owed. So lobbyists and their organizations give money to this foundation. Dan Capanke personally benefited from the money that these lobbyists gave to that foundation.
Well, two things. Just first, I mean, you're saying that, but you haven't said that for sure lobbyists did contribute to this organization.
But Dan Capanke did.
Is it possible that statement made was to be transparent?
I don't understand your question.
By saying it's possible that there might be an organization that does fund this foundation might have some lobbyists employed?
Well, I believe what his statement was that people that employ lobbyists, that give money to lacrosse loggers, as there had been a history of that happening, would give money to the foundation. I think that's a question for Dan Kopanky, is, you know, which lobbyists that lobby him directly gave money to his foundation that he then used money to repay a personal debt.
Mike, did you mention that this was the largest payment that this foundation had made out?
Yes, it is. It is the largest disbursement for the foundation that year, and I believe it is larger than all the other payments combined. And I think that, frankly, calls
all the other payments
why
combined
the foundation
for that.
Exists in the first place. And it absolutely, in my opinion, creates the appearance of a slush fund to benefit Dan Kopanky personally.
When you say it's larger than all the other payments combined, all the other payments that year?
Yes, that year.
Did you examine past payments in previous years?
I believe we did.
How does it compare to payments in other years?
You know, I would, you know, these are publicly available documents. I believe that this is an absolute aberration and that it indicates, you know, I think it speaks for itself here.
Is this the only payment? Are there any other payments you're aware of that you feel benefited the senator personally?
Hey, the only payment we're talking about today is a $16,000 payment to the city of La Crosse.
Okay.
I think that's. I think we're doing. We're. Thank you for being on. We will forward the complaint shortly.